All right, this is it. You made it to Friday. And it's time for the best 10. Gather around. It's GBH's early edition. The 26th of February, the last Friday in February. Good morning, everybody. It's Joe here, and I'm joined on Facebook Live via Zoom, some other form of technology, by the Morning Gang, Karen, Shelby, and Brendan. Good morning, everybody. Andrew's next door in Studio 5. You guys don't look like a Friday. Come on now. It's the end of the week. You made it. Smiles. Here we go. Okay. Everyone's watching. Good morning to everybody on Facebook Live. Are we okay down the hall? Everything good?
Yeah, good. I'm just sorry I'm reading something else here.
Oh, it's this. I bet there's some wild email that came in. Good morning to the gang on Facebook, if there is anyone there. So here we go. It's 31 degrees in Boston, and of course we bring you our survival information every day, beginning with the forecast. The sun will come up at 6:24 a.m. It's going to be sunny, not quite as warm, upper 30s today. And the weekend is kind of mixed up. It's going to rain tomorrow. Might see a couple snowflakes, depending on where you are. Nothing to shovel, but it's going to be sloppy, and we'll have highs in the low 40s. Sunday will be mostly cloudy, chance of rain, mid-40s, and then it'll be nice again just in time for us to come back to work.
Perfect.
What's up, Pa? How you doing, Catherine and everybody on Facebook? Walter says 43 degrees and the owls are hooting in Marshfield.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I think I'm live here, right? No, this is the wrong one. I knew it.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. The wrong one came up. Are you seeing anybody on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
There?
There's
I think
people.
Maybe
there's plenty
came,
of people in
yeah,
there. We've got a bunch of hellos. Pa's in. Phillip's in.
Well, that's good.
Gerson says hi. Bob says it's a legit Friday.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Gee whiz. Every time I... No. Nope. Can't see you. Love you.
Steven says, cool. They let Joe in.
Yeah, they did.
We weren't sure.
Wall Street futures show more pain ahead this morning. That was harsh yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we just flattened out, actually. The game. This is amazing. Since I left the house and got here, we have turned positive. Dow futures are up like 1 point. But that was a real outflow yesterday. The NASDAQ had its worst day since September. Everybody's talking about reopening. Economic acceleration. Interest rates are flying. Everyone's booking vacations. Man, things are changing. This is J&J's day before the FDA, which strangely rhymes. And maybe that'll be approved this weekend. Hold that thought. Because that could be a market mover. Mm-hmm. Bruins lost last night to the Islanders before actual fans.
Halak winds, fires, save. Halak, rebound, score!
This is the other team, you know.
And the Islanders had another one.
Yeah, it was not a good game for us. We lost 7-2 at Nassau Coliseum, but just the sound of people in there. It's coming back here as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's our big breaking news story yesterday. The fans are coming back as Governor Baker lifts the COVID restrictions. You guys are super excited about it?
12%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think... I'm interested to see how, like, everyone, obviously, like, there are huge problems getting appointments for vaccines, but, like, what happens when they make tickets available? Like, is it going to be another thing?
I don't know if everyone's going to be jumping on that the same way.
I don't know. I will be.
Are you talking about the MassVax site over
no,
there?
No, I'm saying, like, so if there's only 12% of people allowed into these games, like, or they're going to be... Yeah, I'm curious.
I saw an estimate
about,
what was it, 4,500 at Fenway? That means 4,500 at Fenway. So
12%.
So Brennan's wondering if there's going to be lines and people like climbing over each other to get the tickets. I just don't know if they're going to get that reaction.
Yeah, we'll see. I think a lot of people are going to want to be there, myself.
Especially when the weather turns warm.
Yeah, that's right. So here's the deal. We'll have a full report, I'm sure, coming up on this at 5. Indoor performance venues open as soon as Monday at half capacity with a cap of 500. So if you think of, you know, the Orpheum or something, that's not a lot of people, right? Half capacity.
Or the Wang 500. Or something. I mean,
although for the stadiums and arenas with more than 5,000 seats, that's where you get to the 12% capacity. And that will kick in 3 weeks later. Then restaurants will also have their capacity limits ended. This is a super big deal. If they continue their social distancing, the 90-minute limit stays in effect as well.
What? So that they can turn tables?
Yeah, basically.
Well, I guess that's going to help, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I never understood that rule. It's like,
I think it's so that people don't get drunk and irresponsible.
That's true.
You can only do so much drinking time. In 90 minutes when you're eating.
That's a very long time.
Plenty of time.
Who's going to Fenway? Bob says, open in day, Green Monster.
Yeah?
They did what we told you. They had a couple of tickets already on StubHub yesterday, so somebody's going. April 1st is when that'll happen. It's been, as far as the restaurants go, we've got a special interview coming up this morning with Nia Grace, who owns and operates the famous Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen in the South End. Used to be the even more famous, probably, and legendary Bob the Chef's. Like, it was the most legendary soul food restaurant anywhere in this part of the country. It's now called Daryl's, and they have been closed for indoor dining for like months and months and months.
That's right. They're only doing takeout. There is a cut in there at the top of Cuts for you if you wanted it.
Yeah, well, I was actually listening to that interview myself a little while ago, okay. And we were inside. Nobody else was in there. We were masked up with Nia Grace, and she is wonderful, and she gave us a tour of the place. And at that point, still didn't know what was going on. But we talked about kind of the sense of community that you have there. This is part of the Black Restaurant Challenge, and we've been going to a different restaurant each week this month, ending with this Friday today, Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen.
I think about the first time I walked into Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen, for people who know it maybe as Bob the Chef's. It was something that was just so special to me. And what I knew what was going on here was more than food. It was more than alcohol. It was more than entertainment.
Manny knows. Manny writes on Facebook Live, glorified chicken. Yes, indeed. They were prepping stuff when we were in there, too. The collard greens were going in. Pa knows Bob the Chef's. Pa used to drive a cab. I bet he spent plenty of nights stopping by Bob the Chef's. I'll never forget the first time I walked in there as a college kid. It was like a time machine, you know? So that's coming up later on this morning. Do we know when we're going to hear from Nia on Morning Edition?
Probably around 7:30.
Sounds good. Speaking of restrictions and corona and all that, we have almost 2,000 new cases today, 1,958, 33 more deaths. And Governor Baker had the big hearing, the oversight hearing on the website yesterday. So a lot more people were stuck in line, right? This is not, didn't really work the way it was.
The big thing yesterday was the quote on the how many minutes you have to wait.
Yeah.
And people were in the tens of thousands of just a 10,000 minute wait. Yeah. Hang on.
Boy, Senator Cindy Freeman got to the point.
Frankly, I am just baffled at what we've been through. And my experience of this is very different than the one you've laid out. The twists and turns, the change in plans.
We'll have more on that from our State House Bureau. Everybody knew it wasn't going to be fun. And the governor did this virtually. Do you think that makes it easier or more difficult? I wonder.
I think it's a little more annoying.
Really?
Yeah, because you can't actually talk, and people are talking over you, and then the screens are jumping. And
I mean, I know everyone shared those like screenshots of how many minutes, but like honestly, it wasn't that surprising to me. Like there are 50,000 appointments. There's like 200,000 people going for it. Like there's going to be some ridiculous wait times that come in. I don't know. It's just like when people latch on to that visual, it's just very interesting. Of like outrage, outrage.
And, well, people were also getting through and then finding that there were no appointments.
Yeah. So
that's even like cut them loose. Why are we having them wait?
I thought I read that 50,000 were booked, which means that we didn't get them all in there yesterday, right? There were 70,000 going up, or was it 50?
Was 50 that the number? It was 50 going up.
So I guess everyone, and they were probably taken in the first 10 minutes or something, right? So, and then you wait till next Thursday now, unless, of course, I hear stories of people magically refreshing and an appointment shows up, which I assume is a cancellation. I'd really like somebody to answer that. Is that real, or are those phantom appointments? I'd really like to know that.
I bet you it's cancellations, because when I was looking for testing around the holidays, the same thing would happen. You'd see like
just magically
like
something,
two random appointments just pop.
Dogs, large fries, and you're like, wait, what? Is that me? Is that me?
Sounds like fun. Pause asking. Anyone here going to CPAC? Anybody? Happy birthdays. Michael Bolton, 68 today. Mitch Ryder, 76. I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll meet you back here next week. As this morning, we remember the great Johnny Cash, born on this day in 1932. Sylvia's making pizza. I hope it's a fun weekend, guys. See you Monday. For Karen, Shelby, Brennan, and Andrew, I'm Joe, and we're just getting started on GBH.
Is a burning thing. Support for GBH's Early Edition comes from you. And FlexJobs, offering a directory of remote, work-from-home, and full and part-time flexible schedule professional jobs, helping you find a job that fits your life. Resume reviews, career coaching, and more at FlexJobs.com. And the Wheeler School in Providence, for students in preschool through grade 12. Wheeler offers an innovative and challenging approach to learning within a diverse community, with city and farm campuses. WheelerSchool.org.
The Ring of Fire, the Ring of Fire.